I'll ask you, Stephen, why has the administration taken away these rights?
I think that's a very, very important question and is really central to the whole controversy. As Mike pointed out earlier when he was speaking of the development of this whole controversy, he pointed out in June that the certain Goldwater supporters objected to the fact that Scranton supporters were recruited at the university for the Republican convention. This is one instance of what we feel are extra-legal influences on the university that are bringing pressures upon the university to stop it from allowing us to continue to have these rights, which we've had during the past years. Another one of these extra-legal outside forces we feel is being brought upon the university is William Noland, who's the publisher of the Oakland Tribune. At the present time, the Oakland Tribune is engaged in a controversy with the Ad Hoc Committee to End Discrimination. They are picketing and demonstrating against what they feel is the unfair hiring practices of Mr. Noland. We know from conversations, private conversations, with many of the deans at the university that he has actually called up the university and said, wait a minute, why? Look what's happening. These people from the university are coming down and are picketing and are disrupting my business, and I want you to stop it. Of course, Mr. Noland, we know, owning a newspaper, has a lot of influence on the outside, from the outside community on the university, and the university is very much worried about this. So it is responding to his pressure, and we feel this is certainly not the function, not the role of a university, to have to respond to the pressures of the outside community. We feel instead it would be a lot better for the students themselves to be protected from these outside extra-legal pressures on the university and to have themselves protected by the faculty, which would decide when the form of some sort of political activity, the form of the speech, is interfering with the university itself. And that way we would be protecting ourselves from outside influences on the university. I'd like to quote just one moment from Robert Hutchins in his article in Los Angeles Times just a few days ago, where he talks about this very same problem. Robert Hutchins is a former president of the University of Chicago. He says, the principal function of the regents is to protect the faculty and those students and the students from those who are alarmed by free discussion. We feel Mr. Noland, for one, is one of these people who is alarmed by free discussion, and he's stopping us from having these free discussions that Keith talked about, and therefore we'd like to have the faculty protect us.
I see, Stephen, now.